Following the Union disaster at Cold Harbor during the first week of June 1864, Union Commander Ulysses S. Grant abandoned the strategy of head-on attack, seeking instead to cut Richmond off from its sources of supply to the south. Thus, rather than merely extend his left flank over the old battlefields of the Peninsular Campaign, he ordered a move south of the James River with the aim of capturing Petersburg. To do so would not only require a prodigious feat of engineering in bridging the lower James, but an elaborate deception to prevent Lee from catching his army in midstream. While Warren's corps was shifted southward as if indeed engaged in another flanking maneuver, Hancock's corps, followed by the rest of the army, leapfrogged to the banks of the James and began crossing by ferry downstream from Windmill Point. By the 15th, an immense pontoon bridge had been built, and the army began streaming across. Meanwhile, W.F. Smith's corps had passed upstream by transport to begin operations against Petersburg. Finding the city's defenses thinly manned, Smith broke through late on the 15th, and a division of black troops succeeded in widening the breach as much as a mile to the south. At this point, however, with Petersburg within reach, miscommunication plagued the Union effort, and necessary reinforcements were delayed. By the time Hancock's corps had come up, a new rebel line was formed, and once again the fighting reverted to trench warfare.